PTFC podcast with Neil Gibson. Gibbo, we huffed and puffed but didn't blow the house down.
No, yeah, we were very close on a couple of occasions to, you know, taking that opportunity to get our noses in front in the game. Probably when you miss some of the chances that we missed, we'd feel hardly done by not to pick up the 3 points. But then on reflection, you know, did we do enough in creating a number of chances to really force the issue? That's something that we've got to, you know, we addressed after the game, that we didn't create the chances that maybe we've created in other games.
And it looks like Newtown came to frustrate us. Is that, you know, that shows you where we are, you know, as a team? You know, people are afraid of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the thing is that people, maybe teams respect us, you know, respect what we're capable of doing and what our group of players are good at and what we're not good at. And I think that today they came to, you know, frustrate us in certain ways. I know Chris Hughes obviously knows us well enough to know how we'll set our teams up to try and play. But, you know, if it's disappointing, you know, all three games, the last three games we've played, Llandudno, Druids and today against Newtown, all games where, you know, bar for different, taking our chances, cutting out little mistakes, you know, they could easily have been three victories as opposed to three draws. We are where we are with it, and we have to make sure that we go and take that into the next game and learn from the lack of chances that we created this week. We built on the defensive performance this week, but we didn't have the end piece of the jigsaw. We've got to bring it all together next week against Cardiff, Matt.
Yeah, so the positives obviously was the clean sheet.
Yeah, definitely. We looked at a couple of things where, you know, maybe basic errors and individual mistakes have cost us over the last two games, maybe 4 points. And we addressed that today. It's just unfortunately we didn't take our chances at the other end. But with a young team, you know, average age of the team today was 22. I don't think there'll be many teams in the Welsh Premier League that'll do that this season. And with young players, sometimes comes inconsistency. So if you can put the whole package together, the attacking side from the last couple of weeks and the defensive side from today, we'll win games of football.
Thanks, Gibbo.